Hello.
This is Gustavo from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
I know. I'm just trying. 12309.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1960.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am not.
No. All right. And what is your race?
I'm white.
Thank you so much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I'm a college graduate.
Thank you so much.
That's
for whom did you... And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
For Biden, all right, thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
I am certain.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
12.
All right, thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I have no idea. Can we go to the next question, please?
Well, just an estimation from 0 to 10, how much power do you feel that your vote has?
For my local vote is what you said.
Okay.
And I live in a democratic state, in a democratic community. So, and I'm a Democrat. So, I guess I'm a 9.
So how? A 9. All right. Thank you so much for that. And well, how much do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree with the candidates for president, so I strongly agree.
All right. Thank you so much.
I don't feel I am not at all worried about Kamala Harris. I'm 100% behind her.
Okay. Thank you so much. And regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, doesn't matter much, or doesn't matter at all. And the first one says, protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF. Do you think that for you matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Matters a lot.
A lot. Thank you. And protecting gender equality?
Matters a lot.
Thank you. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
Matters a lot.
Thank you. And the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Matters a lot.
Thank you so much. And we know people get
busy. You should know up front that I am broke, okay? I am broke. I have no money to contribute. But I believe in these things, and I will vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And, well, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, well, nothing will stop me, or I want to vote and probably will, or if it's convenient, I will vote, or I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote. And the first one is protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you so much. Protecting gender equality?
Nothing will stop me.
Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
Nothing will stop me.
The presidential election between Donald Trump or and Kamala Harris?
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you so much. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or someone else, or would you not vote, or are you undecided, or some other option?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party, or independent candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you so much. If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or will not vote?
I will vote no matter what.
And do you think that it make you, or are you much more motivated about that, or somewhat more motivated, or it make no change?
There's no difference between my motivation. I'm 100% going to vote. So there's no difference in my motivation because of LGBTQ rights. I'm for all of it.
Okay, thank you so much. And how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Some.
And, well, here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November, adds certain protections to the State Bill of Rights. And, well, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitutions, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Yes, I would vote yes.
All right, thank you so much. And based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would provide protections on the basis of gender, or prevent discrimination based on age, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, prohibit housing discrimination, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, or strengthen voting rights protections? You can select, well, all that apply, all that you think that this amendment will have.
I haven't read it. So I don't know what's in it. I don't know.
Before
those things, I just don't know if that's what it says. I don't know enough about it to say.
But do you think this amendment would, here is a list I am going to read you, and you can tell me, well, all that apply. And starting with provide protections on the basis of gender, prevent discrimination based on age, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, prohibit housing discrimination, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, and strengthen voting rights protections. You can tell me what you think are the most important.
I don't know. I don't, like I said, I haven't read it. I don't know. I am for those things, and I would hope that the amendment would be for those things. But I haven't read it. I don't know.
For the list from the list that I read to you, you can tell me at least one that you one topic that you think that this amendment can will have for you. Just to continue with the survey. Actually, we have completed the 50% of the survey.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, at the end of the survey, I have no money to contribute. I am broke. So, just so we're clear about that.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Okay. No problems about that. Now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Definitely vote yes.
Thank you. And compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much more or less motivated?
More motivated.
And is that much more motivated to vote or somewhat more motivated?
More motivated.
Okay, thank you so much. And next, I am going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. And the first one is, children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this?
I think it would depend on the age of the child.
In this case, it doesn't mention of the age. It just says the children shouldn't have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. How much do you agree with this statement from 0 to 10?
Was the children should or should not?
Should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
No, I disagree with that.
Disagree. All right. This from a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you strongly disagree. And 10 means you strongly agree.
3.
A 3. All right. Thank you. And the next one says the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone. Always from 0 to 10. All right, thank you. And the next one says, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
What does that even mean?
Well, let me read you again.
The thing is, if you're saying people who have rights don't need them protected. We need to talk about the people who don't have rights. So everybody should have the same rights. So if you're, what you're saying is that you think that some people are getting more protections than others, I disagree with that.
I think
that the rules should apply to everyone, and we will need to make some extra rules to people who have been discriminated against to make sure that they get the same protections that everybody else does.
Oh, so, well, according to this statement that says that it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups, would you say that you agree with the statement or disagree from 0 to 10?
I'm sorry, the question, you're going to have to, I'm not going to answer that question because it's not clear what you're saying is not clear. So I'm not responding to that question.
Oh, let me repeat this again. The statement
says, no, you don't need to repeat it. You've repeated it twice. It's not clear. I'm not answering this question. We'll either move on or I can go back to doing what I was doing.
All right, thank you. And, well, the next one says, everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose. Are you, well, from 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this?
10.
Thank you. And the next one says, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
I disagree with that.
And, well, 0 means that you strongly disagree, and 10 means that you strongly agree. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
Three.
All right. Thank you so much. And the next one says, everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
10.
Thank you. And the next one, it is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender affirming care.
10.
Thank you. Defending our personal freedoms, including the right to get an abortion from political attacks, it is a top priority.
10.
Thank you. Everyone deserves to have equal rights, regardless of who they are or where they come from.
10.
Thank you so much. And, well, here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we are seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing a state government and Kurds walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided? Or would you not vote?
Yes, I would vote yes.
Thank you so much. Over the course of a service, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer didn't change. But once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
I'm
aren't
almost
the
certain. I will vote.
Thank you so much. And now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? Is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? The statement A says, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. And the statement B says, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment doesn't change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitutions to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. And would you say that for you is the statement A much more convincing or somewhat more convincing, or the statement B somewhat more convincing or much more convincing?
B is more convincing.
And is that somewhat more or much more?
A is not convincing.
The statement B for you is somewhat more convincing or much more convincing?
Yes, that's what I said. Much more convincing.
Much more. All right. Thank you so much. Just before to continue, let me tell you, we have completed the 74% of the survey. I will try to be as briefly possible, and I really thank you so much for your help. Next, I am going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think this is an extremely motivated reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating. And 0 means you don't think it is motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. And the first one says, since Roe versus Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protections that's needed to stop that from happening. How much motivating do you think that is, this statement from 0 to 10?
I think 10.
Tim, thank you so much. And the next one says, now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state so we don't leave our abortion rights up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll them back in the future. In fact, 74 anti-abortion bills have been introduced in New York in the last 5 legislative sessions alone. Protecting the right to abortion in our state constitution is the permanent layer of protection. We need to stop these bills from passing. Always from 0 to 10. How much motivated do you think it is?
10.
I think. All right. Thank you. And the next one says, extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo, no matter what happens in November. From 0 to 10, how much motivating it is for you?
Okay.
Thank you. And the last one for this. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers. How much motivating it is for you from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not, but once again, here's the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the state bill of rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitutions, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive and health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the Constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you not, or are you undecided? All right, thank you. And after reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues than you were at the start of the survey? And is that somewhat or much more or less likely?
I am exactly as motivated as I was when we started this conversation.
Oh, so where it is, there was no change.
Right.
All right. Thank you so much. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay? 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
I am old, so I am no longer sexual at all. Do you have an entry for that? I am old.
All right. Okay, thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
I am not.
No. Okay. In politics
today.
Okay. Thank you so much. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student, or another?
Well, full-time. I'm employed full-time.
All right. Thank you so much. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I prefer not to answer that question.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And, well, in that way, we have concluded the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help.
What your organization's name is, please?
Yeah, New York Opinion Research, or it is called also Metro Research.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thanks to you. Have a good night.